Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Whenever I talk to Nancy, I like to get the statewide average on gas prices. And then I give her a hard time because the gas is always cheaper here in the mid-Michigan area than it seems to be where she lives. Nancy, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. What's the Michigan average, statewide average for a gallon of gasoline?
Well, good news this week for Michigan motorists. On average, about $3.69 a gallon, and that's down 15 cents this week from last week. That's the biggest drop we've seen in a long time. So it's really good news for motorists.
Well, I tell you what, Nancy, you come here to Lansing because at the Sam's Club, one in Lansing is $3.38, another $3.39. Many of the Speedway gas stations, as well as the Admiral gas stations, are at $3.41. So we're living the high life here in Lansing.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
Well, tell us about the road conditions. I know that we still have construction going on throughout the state.
We do. Construction is still out there in a lot of the roads, so just allow extra time. You've got to slow down in those construction areas. And as you just mentioned, Tony, some of the areas around the state have foggy conditions this morning, so you want to be very careful because, you know, fog is just as bad as snow for visibility. So slow down and just allow extra time to get where you're going.
And Nancy, I know that AAA has a site at least a location on their webpage where they can find out about traffic concerns.
Right. We sure do. AAA.com. And you can also find gas price information on that. If you look on, for example, Tony, you go to AAA.com and you go to AAA Fuel Finder, Fuel Price Finder, you can find out what the gas prices are in your area. And you're good at doing that. You know what prices are. And we always say if you see a good price while you're driving around, fill up when you see it.
Nancy, any good bargains on folks who still want to get out and camp a little bit or hit some of the parks before they close down?
Yep, well, some of the parks are still a great time to go. You know, the crowds are gone, and there's still a lot of parks that are open, and you're more liable to get a good camping site right now. And also, Tony, if you haven't thought about taking a fall color trip, now is a good time to plan one. You're not going to see better colors than you see in Michigan. So look now, fall color, even in some of our neighborhoods, just tiny little twinges of colors on trees. It's the beginning of really what many people think is Michigan's best season. So start looking now for a fall color tour between now and through pretty much through the end of October. You're going to find good colors in northern lower Michigan.
Now, how do you plan a fall tour? How does that work?
Well, you know, depending on your taste and your budget, you can go somewhere just for a day, even like to a cider mill or to a place, you know, anywhere near a river or a lake where it's just beautiful, where they've got lots of trees. But if you've got the time, you can have a great weekend. You can go on the AAA website. We've got information. You can also go to the Travel Michigan, the Pure Michigan. They've got lots of information on their website about places to go and also bargains where there's some hotels. They're still trying to get people to come, so some places they're offering packages, like come two nights and get a free breakfast or get a free round of golf. So while the best of summer is gone, the best of fall is yet to be here.
All right, Nancy, we were talking earlier this morning how airline bag fees are being increased at great rates, but for people who need to travel, AAA can help them there.
Exactly. We can help book your flight, certainly, and give you information about flying. You do need to pay on top of things for flying because things change so much. Baggage fees change. And so, really, you want to travel as lightly as you can. And if you can't avoid, checking in the bag, it'll save you time, certainly.
All right. And before we let you go, Nancy, what's new? What will AAA focus on this fourth quarter of 2011?
Well, good question. One of the things, Tony, that we're still working on is teen driving safety. We're very interested in keeping teens safer. We help to, get laws passed this year to make a little bit more strident, to make teens safer, have more experience behind the wheel. So that's one of our key focuses, is certainly teen driving safety.
Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony, and you do the same, sir. Look forward to talking with you.
Mm-hmm.